إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our actions. We also seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد, فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharra al-umur muhdathatuha. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah. Every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. Wa kulla bid'atin dalalah. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. O people, fear your Lord, the one who created you from a single being. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And from this single being he created his wife. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And from both of them he sent forth many men and many women. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. So fear Allah. الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ. The one from whom you demand your mutual rights. وَالْأَرْحَامِ. And fear Allah regarding the ties of kinship and the relations of families. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Because Allah is always watching over you. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatih. O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. Wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. Ibadallah. Allah jalla fil ula, He created two different abodes. And then He promised that every single one of us will move from one abode to the other abode. And that is without any exception. So this is the promise of Allah. And this is the nature which Allah has created us upon. So the first abode which Allah created is the abode of the dunya. And this dunya, this world of the dunya, it is temporary. So nobody will remain in it forever. Despite the desires of the people to live and for eternity. And this was the same thing which Iblis, alayhi la'natullah, he used in order to misguide our father Adam alayhi salam. That he beautified for him the tree, the fruit of the tree. And he said to him, if you eat from this tree, you will be able to live forever. Allah says, فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمْ. So we said, O Adam, إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌّ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ. That this one, Iblis, he is an enemy for you. And he is an enemy for your wife. فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. So do not listen to him. And do not allow him to exit you from Jannah. So you will suffer. And then after a few ayat, Allah tells us, فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. So shaytan, he whispered to Adam. And what did he say to him? قَالَ يَا Adam. He said, O Adam, هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ. He said, O Adam, should I show you the tree of eternity? وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى. And that if you eat from this tree of eternity, if you eat from this tree, you will live for eternity. And you will have property and possessions which will never diminish. And in another ayah, Allah said, وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا. Iblis said to Adam and Hawa, he said, your Lord has not forbidden you from eating from this tree, and هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ, forbidden you from this tree, إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ, except that if you eat from this tree, you will be like angels. أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ, or if you eat from this tree, you will live forever. You will live for eternity. So every person desires to remain, and every person desires to live long in this dunya. However, the decree of Allah is that this abode, it is darul fana. This abode is not the abode of eternity. And the life in this abode, it is only temporary. So nobody should be enticed by the promise of Iblis. And as for the second abode which Allah created, and every single person will leave this abode and go to the second abode, it is darul akhirah, the abode of the hereafter. And it is darul khuld, it is the abode of eternity, which shall not finish. So how many times have you read ayat in the Quran, or you have heard the ayah in which Allah says, hum fiha khalidun. They will remain in it for eternity, forever. Allah did not mention these words regarding the people of the dunya and the life in this dunya. He only mentioned these words, hum fiha khalidun. They will remain in it for eternity regarding the hereafter. So this dunya is darul fana. This dunya is a world which is temporary. And as for al-akhirah, as for the hereafter, it is darul khuld. It is eternal and forever. And the difference between the dunya and the akhirah is that this abode, the abode which we are living now, it is darul amal. It is the abode of actions, doing righteous actions. Wa darul mujahada. And it is the abode in which we have to strive and try our best. Wa ta'ab. And become tied in it. And as for the akhirah, the hereafter, then it is darul jaza. It is the abode of recompense, the abode of reward, or the abode of punishment. And for this reason, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said, irtahalat ad-dunya mudbira, that the dunya, this life, it has begun its journey and it is going away. وارتحلت الاخره مقبله, and the akhirah, it has also taken its journey and it is coming. So the dunya is going and the akhirah is coming. ولكل واحده منهما بنون, and for both of them are children. The dunya has its children and the akhirah, it has its children. فكونوا من ابناء الاخره, so be from the children of the akhirah. وَلَا تَكُونُ مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا, and do not be from the children of the dunya. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ, because today, this dunya in which you are living in, today is actions and there is no reward and there is no accountability. وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ, and tomorrow, either akhirah, it is only accountability, it is only hisab, it is only jaza, and there is no more action. So upon us is to fear Allah Jalla fil Ula. And every person should look at his time upon this dunya and look at his actions and consider the time which he spends. And Allah advised us thus. He said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah. Wal tanzur nafsun ma qaddamat li ghad, and let each soul look at that which it prepares for tomorrow. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So have taqwa of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Because Allah is all aware and all informed of that which you do. He said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Do not be like those people who forget Allah. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. So Allah causes that person to forget himself. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. They are the people of fisk. So every single person in this dunya, he is upon a journey. And this dunya is the road, the path which he is taking. However, the final destination is not this dunya. The final destination, it is the akhirah. And this is how every person should treat his life in this dunya. Like a musafir, like a person who is traveling. And he stops at a short while at a service station. And he takes some rest at this stop. And then maybe he buys some provisions he needs for the rest of his journey. And then he goes on, carrying on towards the journey. And this is the example of the parable which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said to Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharib aw abira sabil." Be in this dunya as if you are a stranger, somebody who does not belong here. Aw abira sabil, or be a person who is on a journey. And At-Tirmidhi, he mentioned in his narration that the Prophet said, وَعُدْ نَفْسَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْقُبُورِ. And consider yourself, even if you are living in this dunya, to be from the inhabitants of the grave. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, مَالِي وَلِدْ دُنْيَا. What do I have to do with this dunya? إِنَّمَا مَثَلِي. My example, وَمَثَلُ الدُّنْيَا. And the example of the dunya, كَمَثَلِ رَاكِبٍ, is the example of a person on a journey. نَامَ فِي ظِلِّ الشَّجَرَةِ. And he comes to a tree, and he takes a short nap under this tree. فِي يَوْمٍ صَائِفٍ, on a very warm day. ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَهَا. And then he gets up, and he leaves the tree, and he carries on in his journey. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, whilst we are living in this abode, the abode of the dunya, we have to have a zuhud. And the meaning of a zuhud is leaving alone that which does not benefit you in the akhirah. However, this zuhud has to be like the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the life of the companions. So zuhud does not mean that a person does not earn. It doesn't mean that a person does not enjoy the beautiful things upon this world. Zuhd does not mean that a person has to wear clothes which are torn, or that a person must live in his house and he doesn't work and he doesn't seek education and he doesn't push his children, thinking that charity and benefits will come to him. Rather, working hard and earning that which is halal and spending in that which is halal is also an act of worship, an act by which a person seeks closeness to Allah. However, the condition is that even if the dunya is in your hands, however, that which is in your hearts is the akhirah. So as long as the dunya is in the hands of a person, but in his heart is the akhirah, then it doesn't matter to him. Whether the dunya comes or whether the dunya goes, it does not matter to this person. So the meaning of zuhud isn't that a person should reject the dunya, and that a person should not possess a house, or he should not have a good job, or he should not have a good wage, or he should not push his children towards a good education. Because Sulaiman and Dawood alayhim as-salam, and they were the people who had the most zuhud in their time. However, they had with them mulk, they had with them a kingdom, and they had women and they enjoyed. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Azhadul Bashar, and he is the most ascetic of the people, and yet he married over 10 women. And many of the companions, amongst them Ali radiallahu anhu, wa Uthman ibn Affan, wa Zubayr, they were known for their wealth and they were known for their trading, and yet despite this they had the zuhud. So therefore, a zuhud means that even if a person possesses the dunya in his hand, but in his heart is the akhirah. His heart is attached to the akhirah. And when a person enters the love of the dunya into his heart, even if he has no dunya in his hands, then he is the one who has destroyed himself. And Allah said, قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. Say that the enjoyment of this dunya, it is only a little. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. And the hereafter, it is better for those people who fear Allah. Allah said in the Quran, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Rather, you give preference to the hayat of this dunya. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And yet the akhirah, the hereafter, it is better and it will remain forever. And there are reasons or there are causes by which a person can increase in his zuhud, by which a person can remove the dunya from his heart. From amongst the reasons is for a person to look and contemplate at how quick this dunya finishes and how quickly it disappears and how quickly the possessions of this dunya diminish. And also, a person should look and contemplate towards the akhirah, that how quick the akhirah comes and how long it will last, the eternity of the akhirah and the nobility and the great reward in the reward of the akhirah. From those things which causes zuhud in the person of a heart is to remember death a lot and to remember the hereafter a lot and learn about it. From those things which causes a person to have zuhud is to follow the janaiz and to think and contemplate about the state of your fathers and your mothers and your children and your uncles who passed away, and that when they went to their grave, did they take in their grave anything from the dunya? They didn't. The only thing which benefits in the grave is the righteous actions. From the matters which increase zuhud in the heart is for a person to turn towards the worship of Allah and turn towards the obedience of Allah and try to fill his time in dhikr and fill his time in al-istighfar and fill his time in the recitation of Quran. From the things which causes zuhud and brings zuhud through the heart is for a person to give preference to the benefits of the akhirah over the benefits of the dunya. And also for a person to spend in the way of Allah. So he invests his wealth from this life for the akhirah. He invests his actions and his time from this dunya for the akhirah. From the matters which cause zuhud in the heart is leaving the gatherings and the sittings of Ahlul Dunya, of the people of the dunya. Those who, when you sit with them, they do not remind you of the akhirah. They only increase you in your ambitions of the dunya. And from those matters which increase zuhud in the heart is sit in the gatherings of the akhirah. In this dunya, there are gatherings of the akhirah. And these are the gatherings of the righteous people. For this reason, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, he said, إِنَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا جَنَّةً. That in this dunya, there is also a paradise. مَنْ لَمْ يَدْخُلْهَا. And whoever does not enter the paradise in this world, لَنْ يَدْخُلَ جَنَّةَ الْآخِرَةَ. Then he will not enter the Jannah of the Akhirah. So for the believers, there is also a Jannah in this world. And this Jannah is sittings and the gatherings of the righteous and the gatherings of the people of knowledge and the Masajid. These are the Jannah of the believer upon the earth. And whoever does not enter in this Jannah, in this paradise, in this dunya, then he will not enter into the Jannah of the Akhirah. So every person, my brothers and sisters, he must look towards himself and he must look towards tomorrow. Consider what Allah said, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Let every person, let every soul prepare for tomorrow. Consider the wording of this ayah. He called al-akhirah ghad. He called it tomorrow. Meaning yesterday was yesterday and today is today. And tomorrow is the akhirah. And no person knows when he will enter into his akhirah. And therefore the intelligent person, he must look into his time and his actions and that which he does in this life. And a person will only enter into Jannah due to his own actions. Allah says in the Quran that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he will say to the inhabitants of paradise, أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Enter into Jannah because of the actions which you used to do. So nobody will enter into Jannah because of mere desires or just intentions, or because a name that he has given himself, a title he has given himself. Rather, people will only enter into Jannah after the tawfiq of Allah with righteous actions. And therefore, the one who does good in this dunya, for him is the goodness of the akhirah. And the one who does evil in this dunya, then for him is the evil of the akhirah. And every person chooses the abode that he wants to go to. So if you want the good abode which Allah has prepared for the people of at-taqwa, then do the actions of taqwa. And if you desire the abode of the zalimun, the abode of the oppressors, Allah said, "U'iddat lil kafirin," prepared for the people of al-kufr. Then the actions of kufr and dhulm in this life take a person towards that abode. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Allah Jalla fil Ula, in His complete wisdom, He has created these two abodes, the abode of the dunya and the abode of the akhirah. And He made it from His sunnah, He made it from His decree, the nature which Allah created humanity upon, that every single person will travel from this abode to the next abode. And the truthfulness of this we see around us. So every day we hear how one amongst us has taken the journey to the next abode. Or a mother of somebody, or a father of somebody, or the son or daughter of somebody, or a friend or a brother or sister of somebody has taken the journey from this dunya towards the akhirah. And whoever has been afflicted by this calamity, then let him consider the best of the people, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had three sons, and all of these three sons, they died whilst they were young in his life. And he had four daughters. Three of these daughters died whilst they were only 30 years old, and they left and they went towards the akhirah in his lifetime. And one of them, Fatima radiallahu anha, she followed him only 6 months after his death. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from his wives, the most beloved of his wife, Khatija radiallahu anha, she died in his lifetime. However, there is a difference between the kafir and the Muslim. And that is that the Muslim, from our iman, from the pillars of our iman, is al-imanu bil yawm al-akhir, is having iman in the final day. Having iman in the accountability and the questioning, and having iman in the reward and the punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has promised the people of at-tawheed al-jannah. And Allah jalla fil-ula, He has threatened the people of shirk with the fire. So whoever loses one amongst his family, whoever loses a family member, whether it is a daughter or a son or a father or a mother, then you should know without any doubt that soon you will meet this person. And this is the promise which Allah has given. However, the condition is that a person dies upon a tawheed. So the enjoyment and the relationship which will be in the hereafter is eternal and more enjoyable than the relationship of this dunya. However, the condition is that a person must die upon at-tawheed. So this separation between two beloved Muslims and between two family members, it is only a temporary separation. And the relationship in the hereafter, it is the eternal relationship. And the sunnah of Allah is that one goes before the other. One takes the journey before the other one takes the journey. But the condition is that you die upon at-tawheed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صلِّ وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ارضي عن الصحابة أجمعين وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفة والغنى اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم أقم الصلاة.